Michigan has garnered nationwide attention after the Secretary of State announced that absentee voter applications will be mailed out to all residents in the state. This is Lisa Berry, and you may be wondering, well, what does that mean for us here in Washtenaw County? So we thought we'd check in with County Director of Elections, Ed Golombieski. Thanks for joining us here on WEMU, Ed.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Can we begin with what exactly the Secretary of State is planning to do? It's an application, not an actual absentee voter ballot, correct? Should we make that distinction to start?
Yeah, I think it's very important that we make that distinction right off the bat. The Secretary of State has announced plans to mail an absent voter ballot application to every registered voter that wasn't already going to have one mailed to them by their city or township clerk. So for many years now, cities and townships, and all of them here in Washtenaw County, maintain a permanent absent voter list, and voters have signed up to appear on that list. And that list means that the voter will automatically receive an absentee ballot application prior to every election. So clerks, city and township clerks across Washtenaw County will, as usual, mail absent voter ballot applications to those voters that are on the permanent absent voter list. And in addition to that, the Michigan Secretary of State will mail an absent voter ballot application to all of the rest of the registered voters in Michigan.
Do you know what the percentage of that is in Washtenaw County? Who has already signed up for one versus who is going to get an application?
Yeah, in Washtenaw County, it's about 12% of registered voters that are already on the permanent absent voter list.
So that's a significant number.
Yes, it is, and it's been growing. The county launched a form for voters to sign up to be on their city or township's permanent absent voter list about a month ago, and we've been very pleased to see about 1,000 voters sign up using that tool. But the Ann Arbor City Clerk, for instance, has had a sign-up mechanism in place for a long time, and all of the cities and townships in Washtenaw County have been gradually growing their list of permanent absent voters. And again, that list just means that you get an application sent to you by mail prior to every election. You still have to return the application if you want to get the ballot.
And those laws all changed a bit about a year or so ago to begin with, did they not? Getting absentee ballots?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. Access to an absent voter ballot was changed as a result of Proposal 18-3, which was adopted with overwhelming support of voters across the state of Michigan in November of 2018. And it changed set a constitutional guarantee to an absent voter ballot to any registered voter for any reason or no reason at all. It used to be prior to Proposal 18-3 that you had to state one of several prescribed reasons to obtain an absent voter ballot. Like, for instance, you were going to be gone from the community that you live in on election day, were assigned to be a poll worker in a precinct other than where you voted, or couldn't go to the polls for reasons of your religious tenets and other reasons as well.
I know you are a big fan of paper ballots because you think that what provides more security for the voting process?
Absolutely. Paper ballots are the safest way, or at least the best way, to vote in a secure way with a paper trail. And paper ballots, of course, can be audited after the election. And just recently, in fact, last week, the state of Michigan went about a risk-limiting audit pilot of the March presidential primary election, in which ballots were randomly selected and audited to compare the vote of those ballots to the total outcome of the election. And audits are routine after every election for many years now. City and township clerks have, in partnership with the county, performed performance audits of the election, including a manual tally of votes in a particular race to make sure that we can rely on the totals that were reported. And in addition to the audits, paper ballots give candidates or voters the option to petition for a recount. And we can actually go back and take a look at all of the ballots in a particular race and count the votes again. And we do that with a secure method, of the paper that was originally voted and cast by each individual voter.
With that in mind, and probably a few other reasons, as the director of elections for Washtenaw County, I would assume then that you would think absentee ballots are a good thing as well?
I do. I think that it is the safest way to vote, given the current public health crisis that we are in. And they also provide voters with the convenience of being able to vote at their leisure and, you know, at the time that's convenient for them. So you obtain your absent voter ballot, it comes in the mail, or you can pick it up from your city or township clerk. You can take it home, you can spend time with it, you can research the candidates that you are going to be seeing on the ballot, you can research the proposals and make informed decisions, rather than, you know, showing up to the voting booth on election day and having to make those decisions a little bit more quickly. And voting by absentee ballot is a secure way of voting. Every absentee ballot application is scrutinized when they are delivered to the city or township clerk to make sure that it is, in fact, the actual voter that's requesting the ballot. Every voter that's requesting an absentee ballot is issued a unique ballot number, and that ballot number follows the voter from, you know, from when it's sent to them and then when it's returned from them. So when the ballot comes back to the city or township clerk, scrutiny is again paid to the voter's signature to compare it to the signature that's on record for them to make sure that we can trust that it was the voter themselves that has cast that ballot. And then the ballot is tabulated on election day, processed by a bipartisan group of election inspectors that are appointed by each city and township. These are community members. These are people's neighbors. You know, they live around the corner from you, and they work on election day to count every absent voter ballot that's returned and valid.
And you mentioned it. Here we are in the middle of a pandemic, a national global health crisis, and you've got two big elections coming up, a primary in August and, of course, the presidential election in November. Have you begun to think about how this health crisis is going to impact those upcoming elections?
Certainly, yes. We've been having plenty of conversation with city and township clerks here in Washtenaw County. And, of course, the Michigan Secretary of State is making plans. We are assuming that polling locations are going to be open just like they normally are. Of course, we really do encourage voters to cast a ballot utilizing an absent voter ballot, requesting an absentee ballot for this election in August and in November so that they can vote from home remotely without having to step foot in a polling location. However, we are assuming that polling locations will be open per normal, so that voters can go in person on election day and cast their ballot. We will be ensuring that polling locations are as safe as they possibly can be. Poll workers will be provided with personal protection equipment, and a number of other safety measures will be taken to make sure that the poll workers are protected and voters alike. But again, the safest way to vote this election is going to be by absent voter ballot.
So it's safe to say 3 months out until the primary in August. Are you preparing for both possibilities or just business as usual?
We're preparing for a high volume of absentee ballots that are going to be requested by voters and then delivered back and need to be tabulated on election day by poll workers. But at the same time, we are preparing to open polling locations so that any voter that wishes to vote in person can still do so.
When you're counting votes, are you under a deadline of when you have to have it finished? Or because if there will be more absentee votes this time, will you have the time you need and will you need more time to count them?
Well, we're certainly expecting that processing the large volume of absentee ballots that is expected will take time, and it might mean that election results are a little bit longer in coming than voters have become accustomed to. So typically, during your average election, most election results are reported here in Washtenaw County by around midnight, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes later, but usually the bulk of election results are in by those times. We do think that it could take longer. Absent voter ballots do take time to process. The envelopes have to be opened. The signatures need to be compared that the voter has signed on their absent voter ballot envelope. And it will take time to process those absentee ballots. So we do expect that it might take a little bit longer than people are accustomed to.
And I understand you are looking for election inspectors or poll workers for these upcoming elections. You need some help?
We do. We do need election inspectors or poll workers more than ever to staff the absent voter count boards and, in some cases, to work in the polling locations that will be open around the county. Anyone that is interested in becoming a poll worker can visit washtenaw.org/poll worker and input their information, and we'll pass it along to a city or township clerk that is in need. And again, there will be a need all over the county. We want to make sure that that we have sufficient number of poll workers, and also allow poll workers that that really, you know, probably should not work this time around due to some pre-existing health condition or other reasons. There will be election inspectors, poll workers that we have relied on in the past that we won't be able to have help us out this time. So we do need to fill the ranks with poll workers, and we are very much encouraging anyone, any registered voter, can become a poll worker by visiting washtenaw.org/poll worker. And also, individuals that are age 16 to 18 can serve at the polls as well. So they can take advantage of those opportunities. Poll workers are paid for their time on Election Day and for training.
That is Ed Golombieski. He is the Director of Elections for Washtenaw County. Thanks so much for talking to us here on WEMU.
You're very welcome, and thank you for your interest.